One huge benefit of having locks is that the weather is almost always your friend. Kind of a big deal, if you are someone who is constantly worried about your hair. But that's what the locked life is all about. Embracing the beauty of what happens when you let go. And so it was really no surprise when rainstorms poured down on the Locknificent Hair Festival last Sunday. It did not put a damper on a single thing. Folks showed up and showed out stronger than ever. The fifth annual event was held at Silo in Bushwick on Sunday, September 24. Locksanity Hair Products was the event's lead sponsor, with additional sponsors including Uncle Nearest Premium Whiskey, Vita Coco and BK Reader. Locknificent Hair Festival. Photo. Supplied, Emmanuel Mensa Agbebel for Locknificent. Loveta Amoko started Locknificent in 2018 and intended it to just be a one-off event for those in her community who have chosen to lock their hair and were looking for products and style inspiration. I saw a lot of natural hair events coming out, and it was usually geared towards people with curly, kinky hair, and not locks, said Amoko, who also dons a beautifully sculpted lock style. Oftentimes, there are misconceptions and negative connotations associated with dreadlocks, but I'm inspired by the beauty of locks. Thus, I wanted to provide us with a space where we can be comfortable, be ourselves, and amplify our love for locked and natural hair. Loveta Amoko, founder of Locknificent, and her sister. The event was so successful in that first year, she held it again in 2019. And apart from 2020, the year of the pandemic, Amoko has been holding the event every year since, growing the audience and the tribe of folks clearly honored to be natural and happy to be nappy. Locknificent Festival Goers. Photo. Supplied, Emmanuel Mensa Agbebel for Locknificent. Between the clothing and jewelry vendors that brought the bold, colorful, rootsy and regal styles, to the Caribbean and African-inspired food to match the palates of the diaspora, and the creative displays of fashion and styling between the hair and fashion shows, and music entertainment that had the inside of the venue bumping and rocking, it was a smorgasbord of Black culture at its finest. Imara Granger. Photo. BK Reader. Locknificent is pretty awesome, said Imara Granger, owner of Rightful Rebel Fashion. I mean, look at all these beautiful Black and brown people. We're just out here celebrating the culture, and it's pouring rain. But as you can see and as you can hear, the folks came out. Anytime we can come together to celebrate culture and celebrate community, I think that's just awesome. The music was by Vibes Empress, DJ Trauma NYC and DJ Bluefia, with drummers Madupe and Spuddy Roots, and stage performances by Bamskelly, Jody Fitz, Chelsea Reject, Eddie Bellas and Band, Big Hooks, and Regine the Artist. I love this event, because it's for the culture, it's for us, said Terrell Pruitt from Chelsea.